Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting 5th. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Alomar and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Nomar Garcia-Para batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Garcia-Para reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. Valentin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dave Burba now pitching. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Varitek and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Varitek for a passed ball. Ramirez moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Varitek for a passed ball. Ramirez moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bragg hits a pop-up towards third. Freeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Varitek strikes out. Two outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Freeman hits a line drive beyond third. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Giles goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Cora moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. John Waston now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Justice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Lewis reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis moves to third. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freeman takes first base on ball four. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Freeman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cora strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Varitek is 0-for-1 in the game. Varitek hits a line drive towards first. Tommy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Derek Lowe now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Tomey is 0-for-2 in the game. Tomey is walked intentionally. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joey Cora, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garcia Parra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Garcia Parra moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Garcia Parra moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Garcia Parra scores. Stanley moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Paul Shuey now pitching. Jason Varitek, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Varitek is 0-for-2 in the game. Varitek hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Benjamin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benjamin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. David Justice, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Justice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Justice reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Justice scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Greg Swindell now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garciaparra is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fryman strikes out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Damon Buford pinch hits for Darren Bragg. Michael Jackson now pitching. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Damon Buford. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vizquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Stanley moves to third. 1 out. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Varitek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Varitek hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Trot Nixon pinch hits for Mike Benjamin. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Cummings moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Trot Nixon now playing right field. Donnie Sadler now playing second base. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cora moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to third. Lofton moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Justice hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cora scores. Lofton moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Richie Sexson now playing first base. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia-Para is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.